Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jane Pollock is with us. Jane's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our entrepreneurial experts. She's the author of Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Proprietor. And she's one of those folks who are out there, who's out there taking budding entrepreneurs by the hand, especially ladies, by the hand and leading them through this this tough world of being an entrepreneur. Jane Pollock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Getting tougher every day, eh?
It is getting tougher. But you know, Jane, I was just talking, as you were in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming. Before I did that, I was pointing out that even on the tough days, even when you don't know if you're going to make it or not, and so you're having a real challenge in your small business, the operative word in that term is your small business.
I heard you say that, and I couldn't agree more. You know, every day it's a choice, and I would choose this over anything else every day.
Some days a diamond, some days a stone, as John Denver once sang. But it's still your small business. And you know what? The sun will come up tomorrow. Didn't somebody else sing that? I think I heard that song.
Hey, a little girl named Danny, I think.
Yeah, the big-eyed girl. Jane, one of the things I know you've been working a lot on lately is how to use the web tools, web-based instruction and teaching and webinars and things like that to not only educate yourself but to get training for your employees so they can get smarter and you can get smarter without having to go anywhere.
I am enrolled in a course called the Webinar Method so that I can learn all the ways to communicate virtually with people all around the world.
Webinar what? Webinar?
The Webinar Method.
What's the Webinar Method? Okay.
Yeah, and you might want to talk to the guy who created this. His name is George Kao, K-A-O, and he's very brilliant. He's under 40, and he really has nailed social networking, social media, and the Webinar Method.
I already hate him, Jane. If he's under 40 who's really smart and doing exciting stuff, I just hate him, you know.
I know, and that's the thing. I think, you know, as baby boomers are, you know, born, you know, we're over 40. This is, you know, we have to learn. We're digital immigrants, and we have to learn this stuff. So, in order to teach it and to practice it, I have to figure out how to do it. And he has it sewn up, and he gives. What's wonderful is he gives you all of his resources. So I'm using Google Docs and things like that to, create everything, and it's all free and virtual, and it's quite extraordinary what's out there.
Is that his website? Webinar Method?
GeorgeKao.net, I think.
K-A-W?
K-A-O.
K-O-K-A-O. K-A-O, okay. So folks, check that out. Google it if you want and see what he's got going on there. And we will. If you'll introduce us, we'll get him on the show. So what are you doing?
Well, what I'm learning is, the interesting thing is the way he presents it. He presents live every Friday Eastern time at 5 o'clock, which isn't the most, you know, advantageous time. But what happens is
that's happy hour, Jane.
I know. I'm out partying, Jim. I don't know about you. But then the module is ready to be downloaded, so I can download it anytime. And then there's an audio component, so I'll probably listen to it on the train going into New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to it on my iPod. I print out the visuals. And so I can take it with me anywhere that I go. So he delivers it once, and then he can repeat it over and over again, and people can learn it at their own leisure.
That's a really good point. I want to land on that in a second, but I do need to ask you, why are you taking the train to New York tomorrow?
Oh, I'm going to see my family again.
Your family?
my brother is coming in to see my new granddaughter.
There it is. I just want to make sure we got that out. Okay, yeah. Now the thing about doing it once and using it more than once, isn't that's one of the great parts about webinars, isn't it?
It's leveraging.
If you archive them, you know, I've done many webinars. I've conducted and moderated many of them for my customers over the years, Jane. And it took me a while to get them down off the ledge when they to realize that you might this webinar might be a wonderful tool or resource, but probably not the day that you do it.
That's right. And also, I love that talking down off the ledge, because I remember the first time, this is over 20 years ago, somebody talked to me about audio learning, and I thought she was a freak. It's like, I'm going to put something in my ear and learn something, and I became addicted to, at the time, cassette tapes, because what a great way to learn on your own. And I, you know, I had Nightingale Conan, I had, you know, volumes and volumes of different speakers, and while I was working, doing my artwork at the time, I was listening over and over, so we have to stay abreast of everything, and webinars are a great way to do it.
That's right. Yeah. It's so, folks, if you're actually the one who's doing the webinar, you know, and you're not happy because when you do one and only 75 people show up, well, if you've archived it, if you've recorded it, and you put it in a way that can be continued to be used, well, you know, over the next year or five, you know, who knows how many people could see it? That's the whole. See, in the early days of the webinars, they didn't do that, Jane. They didn't archive them.
They disappeared.
Yeah, they just disappeared until people realized, you know what, maybe 2,000 people aren't going to show up at the moment I give this thing live.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really brilliant to have that.
Yeah.
And then what he does is he supports it with a Q&A call during the week. So there might be 30 of us on the line asking questions. So the technology is great. So you get to be on this maestro.com, which is the web line where he can see everybody who's on.
Right.
And then, in addition to that, there's a chat role going on, which to me is like too much going on. It's like a speedway. And so everybody can be talking among themselves while he's answering a particular question. So he's harnessing
that gets
technology.
Out of hand, though, doesn't it?
You know what? I had to stop doing it because I felt like I was getting run over.
Well, the main thing, Jane, as we wrap up this thought in the minute we got left, the main thing is, folks, if you want to use a tool like this to teach others as maybe customers or whatever, you know, the capability is there, and this guy George Cow, he can teach you, but if you're on the recipient end of this thing, there's a lot of education out there to be had, and some of it's free, some of it's not, some of it's expensive, by this very method, right, Jane?
Yes, and what I like best about it is I just tried to put together a mastermind group, and to get six people in the same room six times over the course of 6 months is near impossible. But to sign up for a webinar method when you can take it at your leisure anywhere in the world, there's no end to the number of people who can sign
folks,
up. So dollar-wise, it makes a lot of sense.
Small business owners really need to focus on training their people. We don't do that enough, and this is a great time in the life of the small business world that we have this capability. We'll take a quick break. 20 after, right back with Jane Pollock. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.